Alright guys, what's up? This is Marshall Couture, also known as Complex in hip-hop circles, and my site is plexhop.com, and this is the Escape Artist Podcast, episode number 7. I'm real happy to say that we have finally got all launched with the podcast. I did about 5 episodes like a year and a half ago, and then I had some technical difficulties, so I had to stop, and I finally started back last week recording a podcast, episode number 6, just kind of updating, you know, what was going on and everything, and I'm happy to say I got the feeds, you know, back in the right place. It's now on iTunes. If you were to go to iTunes and search for Escape Artist and look under the podcast section, you'll actually see 2 feeds. Just the one that has more podcasts, that has 6 or 7 podcasts, that would be the right one. The other one, I don't know how to get that deleted, but if anybody knows how to delete a feed or have them delete a feed in iTunes, let me know. Maybe it's just as simple as emailing them. I just haven't looked into it yet. But yeah, so there's that, and the regular RSS feed is live. It's really cool because I used to do it through TalkShoe.com. Now, I wouldn't record on TalkShoe because I didn't really like their quality. Right now I'm recording on a phone and in my car and everything, so it's not the greatest quality in the world, but at least it's better than TalkShoe quality, and I don't have that guy in the beginning, the ding-dong, ding-dong, TalkShoe. If you've ever heard a TalkShoe podcast, they always insert that. There's a way around it if you record it, if you don't record it through TalkShoe and stream it. You can actually upload the track. But anyways, not to diss anybody who does use TalkShoe, it's a really cool service that makes it really super, super easy to podcast. I think you just need like a couple people can just talk over a phone or something. And then you upload it to TalkShoe, and then it goes right to iTunes straight from there. But the only reason I don't like that is because I like having control of my feed. So now I'm feeding my blog into a Feedburner account, and that way if I ever have to change my feed, I can just keep the same Feedburner account but feed the new blog feed through that. If you've ever podcasted, you probably know what I'm talking about. So it just gives you a little more control, just in case, your website goes down or something, or you have to change hosts or something. It can make it a lot easier to fix the feed, so you don't lose subscribers and stuff like that. So, anyways, that's a little rabbit hole I went down. But, today what I wanted to talk to you about was collaborations. And, well, actually, before I get to that, I wanted to make an announcement and talk about a new project I'm working on. And that is in collaboration with somebody. So, you know, that's kind of, I'm gonna try to feed that through the talk on collaborations through talking about this project, and possibly cap it off with some other thoughts on collaborations. So, yeah, so that's what's up with that. I just want to say thank you to anybody who has subscribed now that the feed is up. It's, I noticed there was 2 subscribers. One is probably me, and I don't know, I think people still might listen to it through the site but not subscribe to the feed or something, because some people were commenting, or maybe Feedburner just doesn't recognize certain ways people subscribe to things. I don't know, but I do notice that Javier Hernandez did listen to it from Havzilla.com. Hav spelled with a J. He listened to it and sent over a little comment on the Comics Project's Facebook group, thank you, Hav, for listening. No problem as far as mentioning you. I'll probably mention you a lot because you're one of the people I look to for inspiration on publishing and comic creation and stuff. So thanks again. And I miss your podcast, man. It's been a little while since I guess you might have podcast, and definitely hope you do that again at some point. But it's also nice to hear you on Ted's podcast, which if people here don't know, it's called Idiot Engine Podcast, and his site is idiotengine.com, I think. I have to apologize, I did not update the show notes yet from episode 1 through 6. Mostly that was because I was trying to set up the feed, which can be kind of a headache. So those will be, you know, fixed and updated, and I'll have links and stuff in there eventually. But from here on out, episode 7 will have show notes, and every time I post an episode, I will post the show notes, so that you can come and check out whatever I was talking about and the links, and, you know, there might even be some extra content in there. I'm not sure how I'm gonna do it all, but so that's what's up with that, though. And I also am happy that my website... Oh, I guess the whole point I was talking about, TalkShoe, I don't have to use that anymore to feed into my feed burner, because the thing with podcasts is when you create them, they have to be created with, like, some kind of, I don't know, like, how it all works, but you have to create it with an enclosure that the feed, like iTunes and all these other RSS feeds and stuff, can recognize that it's an actual podcast and pull the audio from it. And I didn't know how to do that, so I would feed it through through TalkShoe, and then I'd put that feed through my feed burner, and it would kind of skip over my website, which is where I wanted people to go and wanted people to blog, check out the blog and stuff and the podcast there. So that was kind of a hassle, but now... FeedBurner recognizes the rich media, which would be the audio or the pictures or anything like that. It will recognize that stuff on your blog and just kind of feed it right through for you, create the enclosure, I guess, for you. So it's nice to just be able to do that and not go through the hassle of posting it on one site, then posting it on my site, then posting it through FeedBurner, and it can be a pain. So, very happy things are easier in that section, and it hopefully will cause me to make sure I continue to podcast on a regular basis. So, big tangent, I know. Hopefully that stuff is at least a little bit interesting for you. If you're interested in getting into podcasting, that may be helpful. If you have any questions, give me a... email at plexhop.com. I'm sorry, plex@plexhop.com. And there's also a phone number you can call, which I have not updated my podcast page yet with that phone number. But actually, on every page on my site, it's right up at the top. You can call that number, leave a message, and if it pertains to this podcast and it's not, you know, some kind of weird spammy thing, I can pretty much guarantee that I will play it on the podcast, or at least a portion of it on the podcast, and give you some credit, and I will let you know the answer or whatever it is you want to talk about. That's fine, and I'll respond to it if you so desire. Unless it's just a personal question, that's fine. You can just ask me a question and I'll email you back or something. But be sure to put, if you do that, put any of those things, put your site, like whatever your website is, or your Facebook like page, or whatever that you want to point people to. That way I can give credit where credit is due. So yeah, let's see. So that's that, the podcasting stuff out of the way. I want to talk about collaborations and the announcement that I want to make, which is I am collaborating, currently working on a future project with Jamie Gamble of jamiegamble.com, and also I think it's Monkey Pipe Studios Hoodies.com, I think, is the website for his imprint. And he has other sites as well. But I will get the correct site URL and put it in the show notes. But I had approached him, I don't know, about a month and a half or so ago about doing a project with him, because I have noticed through making these mini comics that trying to handle everything all by yourself is really tough when it comes to comics. I've done it with my music, and that's tough as well, but with hip-hop, it's not so tough because, you know, I can make a beat, write verses, and put it record it, and then I just have to worry about putting it together into an album, mixing, mastering it, album cover artwork, and since I'm an artist, you know, I try to do all that stuff just to cut down on costs myself, because I'm pretty poor, so, but, you know, so that is tough. I mean, that isn't, you know, just easy to do by yourself, but creating a comic actually is even tougher. Maybe it's because I haven't practiced so much. Like, for me, in my music, to write a verse or make a beat, I've been doing it, like, pretty consistently for almost 20 years now. I mean, I've put in, I guess, my 1,000 hours or 100,000 hours or whatever it is that, yeah, I would say probably more close to 100,000 hours, I think, is what, or 10,000 is what they say. So supposedly if you put in your 10,000 hours to into any endeavor or practice, like writing or, you know, whatever, music, an instrument, they say that you get to, you know, kind of a level of mastery that is worthwhile publishing, I guess. I don't know where that whole thing comes from, but it's something I think about often. And anyways, so I would say with the music stuff, I've put in my 10,000 hours most likely. I've spent a lot of time. I don't know why I've done that more. Art was easily my first love. You know, visual arts, drawing and stuff. But for some reason, I got derailed onto music, and I love that. And so, you know, I kind of, even though I wouldn't necessarily draw regularly, and I always would draw, but just not as regularly as I do now, you know, I would always be writing lyrics and stuff and making beats and stuff. So, I don't know. It's just how it went. So, it's a little easier for me. But, you know, the comic books to me is not so easy because there's so much going into it. I mean, it's not just drawing a pretty picture, which is tough enough. I mean, just draw one picture and, I don't know, pencil it, ink it, color it, sketch it, whatever, and post it online. Okay, that's doable. But even that, it takes your whole lifetime to, you just continue getting better and better. And, you know, my anatomy might suck, or my perspective might suck, or, you know, all kinds of things. Gesture, form. There's so much to master just in drawing alone. And there's so much that I haven't mastered in that. I mean, some people can't draw hands or feet, or, you know, I'm not all that great at some of that stuff either. So just that alone is tough. Then you want to start writing stories with images and communicating that in a clear and interesting and dynamic way. That's a whole nother huge task to learn. So you got that. Then it comes to writing stories. Wow. I mean, people write stories in so many different forms. Movies, you know, TV, comic books, obviously, books. Should have mentioned that one first, writing stories, right? So anyways, writing a story, putting together a plot, designing a character that's interesting, or many characters that's interesting, creating a world, hey, just grammatical things and writing in general, putting sentences together correctly and paragraphs, and I mean, all that stuff is a ton of work to learn and master, and I have definitely not put my 10,000 hours probably in that realm, even though, you know, there's a certain ability I think I do have, but it's tough. So the point is, all that aside, the biggest point is I wanted to collaborate with a writer, and a lot of you guys may follow Jamie Gamble on, you know, Twitter, Facebook, all these things, or have read his comic Hero Code or Omnitarian. He also did a, he did a anthology, a samurai anthology, and he's done probably a lot of other things too, but those are the notable ones that I have right at the front of my mind. And so I've seen his work. I have been impressed with his work. I also see his work ethic and his thoughts on Twitter. And, you know, he's an influence. He's become an influence to me. Somebody who I look up to and, you know, kind of model after a little bit. And, you know, we've also had some conversations on Twitter and things. And he seems like a cool guy. So I thought, you know, I'd like to kind of share the load, like Lord of the Rings. Me and Lindsay, my wife, always joke about that part where, what is it? Not Frodo. Oh, Samwise. He says it at that point when they're about to go and go to the spider or whatever, and Frodo kind of turns on Samwise. But there's that whole part where Sam is like, we have to share the load. And he goes, they like slow it down or something. He's like, share the load. We always laugh at that. So anyways, it's kind of funny. Maybe not. But my wife, it's funny because we'll watch like a movie like X-Men or something, or like any of these comic book things that I'm into, geeking out on. And she'll actually watch them and be into them. But sometimes, like, she'll, like, laugh, and we'll be in the theater, too, sometimes, once in a while, and she'll just start laughing, like throughout the whole movie, and I'll turn to her, and I'll be like, you know, this isn't a comedy, but, and then she laughs at me and stuff, but it is, it's true. I mean, you gotta laugh at it. There's a lot of cheesy parts in comic movies, even now with all the cool special effects. So anyways, yeah, there's another tangent. Enjoy. So yeah, collaborating, trying to share the load with our writer. And so it's been really cool. You know, I approached him, and it was awesome to hear that he was also interested. One of the reasons why I decided to ask him specifically is that he showed a little bit of interest in my Glyph comic. If you were to go to my comic online, you can read it for free. And even underneath it, I put a little quote from him kind of complimenting the comic. That was really cool to see that he enjoyed it for what it was. You know, just a basic, simple comic story. And he got it. Not that there's much to get, you know, it's extremely simple, but, you know, I was glad to see that he enjoyed it. So, you know, I figured, oh, well, maybe if he kind of likes my stuff, maybe, possibly, he might be interested in doing a comic with me. So, that's what we're doing. We're gonna work on a comic. I think it's gonna be... We haven't, like, decided on very much, but, I'm thinking it's gonna be, like, a, kind of the whole model of the floppies that turn into graphic novels, or a graphic novel. I'm not sure if it's gonna be just one, or many, or what, but, you know, I'm trying my hand at that normal comic size, you know, the episodic graphic novel type comic. I do want to have an end, I think, in mind, and maybe that'll be like you know, 3 or 4 paper trade paperback type of things, or maybe we'll just have the whole story arc into one, you know, six story comic or something. I don't know. We haven't even gotten anywhere close to that kind of decision making yet, but I do think it will be more than one floppy comic. I think that's what we're looking towards. It seems like the ideas we're coming up with tend to be somewhat more on the epic side of things. Not that we're gonna, you know, create the new Lord of the Rings or anything, but you know, it just seems to be that's where we're thinking, as we've conversed back and forth through email. So cool, you know, I'm down with that. He's going to be taking care of most of the heavy lifting on the writing, and I'm going to take care of most of the heavy lifting on the art. I'm going to pause it again for a second. All right, yeah, I just went through a construction area, it was a really bumpy road, so I didn't think you guys would want to hear a bunch of bumps and stuff, so, and who knows if there was, like, you know, cops there who might see that I have my phone or whatever. Anyways, so yeah, he's going to be taking care of the writing mostly, and I'm going to be taking care of the art mostly. We both have a little bit of talent in both sides, but you know, he's obviously the stronger writer, and I'm obviously, you know, maybe obviously, I mean, I haven't seen too much of his art, but you know, I'm more focused on the art. At least right now. I'd like to write things that I don't even draw at some point too eventually, but right now I'm focusing on the art. I need to learn how to tell stories with art. And then eventually, I'm hoping through this collaboration and maybe others, that I'll be able to learn more about the writing side of things. So, yeah, that was another purpose of why I wanted to collab with Mr. Jamie Gamble. So, last night, before I went to bed, I got an email from him, and he's been doing a lot of work lately. His job causes him to have, like, these crazy days where he works, like, 13 hours a day for, like, an extended amount of time. I don't think he even has weekends off. And then he gets a pocket of time where he has off, I guess. I guess that's kind of how it works. So, he has a pocket of time right now to have off and spend with his family and get working on some creative projects a little bit. So he emailed me a little kind of synopsis of, we had already emailed back and forth a bunch of different ideas and stuff, but he emailed back to me a little synopsis, I guess, like 3 paragraphs or something, of something we had already talked about, but he developed it a little bit more. And basically the idea, it's, you know, I'm not going to give away too much, but there's honestly not too much to give away yet because just about everything and anything could change at this time. We're still at the extreme early stages, but I notice when I talk on these podcasts, my nose gets stuffy. I don't know why. Weird. Anyways, let's see. So what his idea is basically, you know, it's basically alien slaves on, I think on Earth, I'm not sure. I think it's a futuristic Earth, and slightly more advanced than our technology, I guess, is where we're going with it. And so I guess that's the basic gist of it. You know, I know that sounds really simple, and I mean, he wrote more than that, you know, 3 paragraphs worth, and there's like little details and stuff to it. But what I got from it was basically alien slaves kind of fighting against the system, maybe, is what it is. Like I said, it's very simple. But so that, so, you know, I wrote back to him, excited to hear, and I'm like, yeah, you know, let's do this. Let's try to work this idea through and see what we come up with. And it's funny because I had just yesterday listened to the latest, I think it's the latest, Paper Wings podcast, which is, you know, I think they haven't done a podcast in a couple months, actually, but this is the latest one, and I just finally caught up to it. And it was a really cool podcast. They interviewed the guy who wrote this book called Invisible Ink and The Golden Theme, I think it's called. And I'll put his link in the show notes. Can't remember what his name is. I feel like it was Brian something. But it was a cool interview, and he wrote a book about, you know, writing stories and things like that. And, you know, it sounds like a really cool book. I want to get it. I'm a little bit hesitant only because I usually don't have a lot of time to read books. When I do take in a lot of books, but I do it through audible.com. I have more time to listen than I have to actually read, unfortunately. It's not available on Audible, at least not yet. But I think I still will read it. I'll get it and read it. You know, put it in the bathroom or something. Seems to be the only time I can read is in the bathroom. But anyways, so it seems like a cool book. About writing, and he was talking about theme a lot in this interview, and they brought up the point that a lot of times, like, you ask somebody what a movie's about or a story or whatever is about, and they'll tell you, well, it's about a guy who, you know, he goes here and he does this and this happens, and then he... The guy, you know, the writer said, well, yeah, but what's it about? And, you know, people will repeat themselves. And the thing is what it's about isn't what happens. What it's about is there's another theme inside of it. Like, basically, what a story is a character or a group of characters going from point A to point B, and there's a dramatic change. That's basically what a story is. I mean, even if you tell a joke, there's some kind of either point or change going on, or a realization for the listener or whatever, that there was an ironic situation. I know, a lot of times jokes have to do with irony. I guess that's how you write a joke. That's what I'm learning. I don't know. But, so there's that. And then, just telling stories, like when you tell, you know, a friend a story about something that happened, there's always some kind of change that takes place. You know, there's always like some kind of punchline or point. And that's what the story's about. It's not about, you know, a bunch of events that just happen, which is kind of how I've been writing my mini comics. But, you know, it's fine. I mean, that's part of storytelling. You're learning how plots work and things. And I'm still early enough in the stages of the Monster Mini where I can actually insert a little bit more of a theme in the story, which I might already have kind of stumbled onto the theme by accident. But we'll see. I plan on getting more work done on that this weekend, so that'll be interesting to find. But yeah, so that's what that's about. And so I responded to him and I said, okay, so what's our theme? You know, we got to create character and a theme. And I kind of came up with this idea of, and this was just off the top of my head, there's like 10 other directions or a million other directions you could probably go with it, but off the top of my head, the first thing I thought of, I just, you know, kind of sent to him in an email, and I'm like, oh, maybe it could be like two kids or something. One kid is from kind of a little more privileged caste, and the other kid is from the slave community. And the protagonist would be the kid who is from the more privileged thing, caste or whatever. And, you know, these two are friends, and the one from the more privileged caste, he has more opportunity to kind of fight this whole slave thing and stuff. But the problem is he has like distant parents and maybe another character who's kind of really overbearing and causes him to maybe abuses him either verbally, maybe even physically, who knows, but probably verbally at least. And you know, he basically setting that up so that you see that he has some opportunity to help out the situation, but he has fears that paralyze him. So that would be the theme. There would be basically overcoming fear. So he goes from being a fearful person to maybe overcoming a fear, or maybe he needs help to overcome the fear, or, you know, who knows? I don't know. Like, I only know so much about story writing, but this was just an idea. And the slave kid would be kind of the one who pushes him past his fear, because the slave kid will have some kind of disparaging situation that, you know, motivates him, and he has nothing to lose, you know, so he doesn't really have a lot of fear, but he also doesn't have the tools at hand to fix whatever situation that's despairing. So that's, I mean, that's a real rough idea of where this story may be headed. Like I said, there's a million other themes. I'm interested in kind of learning what other kind of themes we could come up with, because I think it would be fun. And I think the overcoming fear thing is maybe too obvious. Maybe it's been done too many times in this type of story, a sci-fi and or fantasy story, but it may not, and it may be good to keep things simple, who knows. And actually, as simple as it sounds, it probably isn't all that simple when we get to the point of really writing it out and stuff. And like I said, I'm going to kind of lean on Jamie more for the writing and stuff. So, you know, that's kind of a possible direction we're going in. I was thinking also before going to bed last night, what's the theme to Lord of the Rings? So I guess Lord of the Rings is kind of an inspiration a little bit, or what I'm thinking as an inspiration a little bit for this kind of story. And I was thinking, what's the theme? And from what I can think, because I've watched that movie a million times, I did read the book, but I understood it a lot more when I watched the movie. And it seems like the major theme, and you know, I'm sure there's way more to it. Tolkien was obviously a master writer, but the major theme seems to be the power thing. Everybody's struggling with the temptation of the power of the ring, in one way, shape, or form. And some people are avoiding taking on responsibility because they're afraid of the power, you know, Aragorn and all that. And some people are a little too eager to take on the power, and some people are clueless, like Frodo is kind of clueless to a certain extent, at least in the beginning. And he just knows he's got to go on this mission, and he kind of doesn't want to take on the responsibility, which tends to be a lot of protagonists' stance. They're reluctant heroes, I guess. So, yeah, I don't know. That's just some thoughts on that. I guess that's kind of the theme of Lord of the Rings. And yeah, so that's that for the story so far. I'm looking forward to working on this project. It's cool that it's kind of a slow go right now because I think both myself and Jamie are busy. You know, we both have jobs and he has kids and stuff, and I have other things going on as well. Plus I have other projects. I gotta get this mini comic done, and you know, I want to put some real good focus into that in the next couple weeks and hopefully get that knocked out. And I also have some music projects and things like that going on. So, but yeah, I guess we're running on about a half an hour here. I wanted to just talk about a couple more things about collaborations. Basically, there was a real good talk about collaborations. Basically, what happened was, if you haven't seen my feed yet or anything, like my status updates and stuff, I went ahead and contacted Paul Kijiji. I think I'm saying that right. From the Pandia comic, and also from Process Diary podcast. And I'll link his links in the show notes. But I think it's processdiary.com is where you can find him, and pandiacomic.com. But I'm a fan of his comic. I just bought the second issue. It should be coming in the mail somewhat soon. Kablam said it's printed, so hopefully they'll be sending it soon. And yeah, I really like his form of storytelling, and I listen to his podcast, and it's cool to hear how he comes to some of these decisions with his stories and stuff like that. So he has recently, like in the last year or two, I guess, been in three different anthologies, involved in three different anthologies with Illipon.com. And so one of the next... I've asked people in the Comics Projects Facebook group what they want to do next for a comic project, and what they said was they're really interested. Well, there was a bunch of ideas that were put out there, but it seems like a lot of people really want to do an anthology. So I figured I'd go to the source, or one of the sources of people I know who have experience doing the anthologies. And that would be Paul. And I emailed him, asked him if he would mind sharing some advice on anthologies on one of his Process Diary podcasts. And he went ahead and did it in like 2 days after I asked him. So thank you, Paul, for the quick response. And I will say, I'll put the link for the his episode in the show notes, but you know, definitely go. I'd suggest go reading or listening to that, because it's a lot of really good advice on anthologies. I mean, you can tell he has experience, and a lot of points I would have never maybe even thought of, and I'm basically gonna use exactly what he said as kind of a format for what we're going to be doing in the Comics Projects group. And there's some things he hasn't announced yet that might be kind of part of how we do it and stuff. So, but I won't spoil that because he hasn't announced it yet. So, yeah. But yeah, so definitely go check that out. And that's, you know, I wanted to talk about that because I wanted to talk about collaborations and stuff. And you know, I've been involved in a lot of collaborations, none for comics yet. I'm just now starting to embark on some of that. I did give a couple tries to it. Friends have sent me stories and ideas, and unfortunately the people who were sending me ideas for stories, they were more focused on writing something that would be good for a movie or something and trying to market it to that as a pitch for a movie, which is awesome. You know, I mean, it's awesome to, that's a really cool opportunity that we may have, you know, eventually. I'm not saying me and Jamie necessarily, but who knows. But you know, just anybody who makes a comic may possibly have the opportunity to sell the license to do a movie. I mean, that would be super awesome. In fact, Javier Hernandez from Hobzilla.com, his comic El Muerto is a movie as well. It's an indie film, but there's definitely actors you would probably recognize. Did I say actors or characters? I don't know. But there's definitely actors you will recognize in it. And I think it was a really well done movie for an indie movie. I enjoyed it. So, you know, the possibilities out there. And that's cool, the idea of making your comic into a movie. But the reason why I wasn't so into it was because I'm not interested in making movies. I'm passionate about making comics. And a movie thing would just be a cherry on top, basically, type of situation. So, you know, the ideas they were sending me were interesting, but not quite up my alley. And he kept focusing on specific things like vampires and things like that. And I don't really love the genre of, like, vampires or werewolves and things like that. I mean, I do like it, but I like it when there's something like a really unique, interesting angle put on it. And, you know, I don't know. I just wasn't really too 100% interested in the ideas he was saying. So, you know, those ideas just ended up not going anywhere. I did do a few little sketches here and there, but just didn't work out. Hopefully in the future I'll be able to work with my friend, because he's a good friend of mine. Actually a hip-hop friend. But yeah. But then, you know, he's also never written a comic before. And I've never written a comic, except for my little mini-comic. You know, so at that point I had never written even a mini-comic, so... You know, I had to, that didn't end up happening. So, you know, that's all right, you know, where you gotta find people you're on the same page with. And I kind of thought Jamie Gamble would be a good person, because he liked my stuff. So if he likes my stuff, he kind of has maybe a similar taste. When he made his comment about my stuff, you know, sometimes people are just being nice. But he pointed out specific things, which were things I was trying to put across in my comic. So I assumed that we might possibly be on the same page. And who knows, maybe through some of this we'll find out, maybe things won't work out. But, you know, I'm hoping they will, and I think they will, because we both are interested in working hard on these things. And we both like a lot of similar stuff that I've noticed through... you know, email and stuff. So yeah. But I've done a lot of music collaborations. Some have been successful, some have not. You know, the benefits of having a collaboration are the fact that the workload is not so much on one person. There's a lot of benefits. You get a lot of feedback from the other individual. It can be a really good thing. So I guess I wanted to talk a little more on collaboration, but I think I'll get into it a little more next time, because this is running a little long. Mostly I was really excited about telling you about the email I got from Jamie. I'm excited about that podcast. I'm excited about that project, among many other projects I'm thinking about working on and stuff. But I'm definitely excited about this one. And I think it's going to be good. So that's what's up with that. I guess I will say, you know, thank you for listening, especially. Actually, that was kind of a weird way to say that. I'm just trying to think of how I should close this out. But I guess I'll just leave it at that. You know, thank you. Definitely thank you for listening. You know, if you want, come by to the podcast or to the show notes at plexhop.com. Check out some of the links. Give feedback. Leave comments. If you have a question, you can call or email me, and I'll try to answer it on the podcast. Also come by to the Comics Projects group and or Sketch Daily group on both on Facebook, and come, that's like our little community. So come by and visit us, talk to us. It's definitely a really cool community. So yeah, I guess I'll just leave it at that. Thank you again for listening, and I will talk to you next week. All right, I'll talk to you. Bye.